What about the issue of the use of bisphosphonates, duration, interval, etc.?
I think that this is a big unknown. I think clearly bisphosphonates are effective drugs. They reduce the incidence of skeletal events, and I think throwing them out is a mistake. I think that my approach personally, and I think that this is the approach of many of us who see a lot of these patients, is to treat patients for at least a year, maybe 2 years, with that monthly bisphosphonate approach. And depending upon their remission status or other issues, for instance, for my patients that are in CR at 1 year, we then do a bone mineral density. And if their bone mineral density has normalized and they're in CR, then we actually discontinue bisphosphonates at that time. So we try and use the response, the disease status, and the bone strength to make a decision on that. If they've not achieved normalization of their bone mineral density, which is most of them, then we go to an abbreviated schedule, either every 2 months or every 3 months. And there is very interesting data coming from Europe suggesting that monthly versus every 3 months may in fact be similar or equivalent. And so I don't know that you necessarily have to dose that frequently, especially after the first year of therapy. But I think that there are another number of agents that are in development, like the RANK ligand inhibitors that really do build bone. Bortezomib appears to build up bone. Lenalidomide actually appears to build up bone. LBH-589, which is an HDAC inhibitor, also appears to build up new bone with use. So we may see, by less steroids, more pro-bone agents as a part of our therapeutic armamentarium, that we may need to depend less on bisphosphonates for long-term bone control.
Just as a real practical issue, when you're going to start a patient on bisphosphonate, do you send them to a dentist?
Yes. Unless they're hypercalcemic or present with a fracture, they go to the dentist before their first dose. Absolutely.